the Netflix people call on a Tuesday after school, and I know it's all because of the Mugu Gai Pan. Every Monday night, we get takeout from Noodle King of New York in the West Village. It's exactly 10 blocks from apartment 4B. That's home for me and Dad, a two-bedroom, fourth-floor walk-up on Charles Street. Not to brag or anything, but it is my fortune cookie that predicts it. And everyone who's anyone knows that the almighty fortune cookie is never wrong. Fortune cookie. A heavy burden will be lifted with a single phone call. And that cookie is dead on, too. The call comes in the very next day, and I'm the one who answers it. Me and Dad are just sitting there, eating Monday night's cold Mugu leftovers in front of the television like it's any other Tuesday afternoon. It's my job to answer the phone after school and on weekends at the headquarters office for Dad's documentary film company, Totally Rad Productions. But let me decode. By company, I mean me, Dad, and his two best friends from high school, Big John and the Faz. And by headquarters, I mean apartment 4B's living room on Charles Street, which is littered with empty Noodle King cartons and film editing equipment. At least, that's the way it looks since Mom packed 5 suitcases last summer on a quest to follow the signs to her new life. A life without us. And one thing I know is that when someone packs 5 suitcases, it's not a good sign they're coming back. The fortune cookie totally missed that one, but that's a whole other story. So, this is how the Netflix call goes. Totally Rad Productions, where rad is our name and film is our game. How may I direct your call? I say in my very best grown-up voice. I've been practicing in the mirror. Dad gives me a wink while he leans over the coffee table, taking another giant bite from his wooden chopsticks and giving me an approving nod with a mouthful of Mugu. He always says answering the phone like that makes it seem like we're bigger than just me, him, Big John, and the Faz. After that, I'm supposed to cover the receiver with my hand. Dad says that makes it seem like I put them on hold, as if we have this very official, multiple-line phone instead of the ancient yellow wall phone with the old-fashioned dial on the front, not even Wi-Fi compatible. I finally had to draw the line when he asked me to hum hold music into the mouthpiece while the caller waited. That's just weird. Plus, I don't even know who Barry Manilow is. Please hold, and I will see if Mr. Vallinari is available to take your call, I tell the woman on the other end of the line. That's when I shove the receiver in my armpit and eyeball Dad hard. Dad, I whisper, it's Netflix. First, he stops chewing his Mugu. Then his eyes go wide. He points a single chopstick in my direction. Karma, he warns me. If this is some kind of joke, it's not funny. I'm not even joking right now, I tell him. It's really them. It's Netflix calling you. He eyeballs me for a few more seconds and then jumps up from his seat on the couch while his chopsticks go flying. Our extra round pug, Alfred Hitchcock, is already crouched in ready position for such an event. He gobbles a piece of sauced up bok choy and a few noodles before they even hit the shag carpet. When it comes to flying food, he's a rocket. But ask him to do his business out front on the sidewalk in below zero cold, the kind of freezing cold where your nose hairs fuse together, and he takes his sweet old time. Hitchy, I tell him, giving his low belly a scratch. Dr. Porticollo says you're too big as it is. Hitchy stretches his fat neck up to sniff at my plate on the coffee table before waddling back down under the glass to await the next flying morsel. I keep eating, watching Dad pace the kitchen floor while he listens on the yellow phone. He's talking and waving his hands in that upbeat way he does when he's doing business. Up until now, business has consisted mostly of booking weddings and bat mitzvahs, with only the occasional documentary in between. Yes, of course, he says, stopping to scribble a note on the back of an unopened bill he's pulled from the messy pile on the folding table in the kitchen. Dad's so psyched after he hangs up the phone, I'm almost positive I see his feet come off the ground. We did it, Karma! He's shouting. This is it. This is the call I've been waiting for my whole life. A contract with a major content provider for a docuseries. A docuseries, Snooks. And Netflix? Oh man, they want an entire season, and this could be the beginning of even more. Do you know what that means?